Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners downtown of Portland and Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON, also 94.7 KZND, Alaska's rock alternative in Anchorage, Alaska, and our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you today. As the head chef is in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes answers the question, why are you hungry? Noah Sherlock is coming up, and in the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We have Kyle on the line. Kyle is playing for Team Sober, our Men's Room poll. Kyle, you have to pick one superhero to be for a year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
The Thing.
I'm going to choose Aquaman for one really simple reason. He has the least tragic backstory.
Wait a minute. His brother was killed, and both parents were killed. His half-brother is his arch-enemy.
Right. The Ocean Master.
But his parents were killed, right? Some of them drowned.
His mom was killed when he was a baby, and then I think his dad is the one that gave him like his powers in Atlantis, I believe.
He has blonde, curly hair and usually wears skin-tight clothing that includes a scaly orange shirt and green pants and gloves.
Yeah, we know that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing about the parents.
Some people point out about Aquaman. A lot of people say I would pick Aquaman because I'd have sex with the mermaids. That's a popular sentiment. So the only question I threw out there was, how?
And where are they?
Just how? How are you doing this?
Tom Hanks did it.
That's different because when she was on land, she had legs. And I understand that biology. But once she put on her fins and got wet, right? Like, how? How are you having sex with the mermaids? You can get karaoke. But, I mean, otherwise.
I bet Aquaman has great hot tubs.
But,
sex.
I mean, where is a fish's vagina? I don't know. I don't know how you have sex with mermaids. So.
You start, well, when you fillet the fish, you kind of take all that out.
Dirty. And someone else says, and this might be interesting for people to know, somebody said, definitely not Robin. There's been about six different Robins because Batman keeps getting them killed. I think that's good to know.
Okay.
All right, here is your first question. Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start Microsoft?
I don't know. I'm just going to say Harvard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Harvard.
Okay. Well, he went to a good school there. Probably got in on his own merits, knowing it's Bill Gates.
These days, you just don't know,
yeah,
Miles.
Yeah, that's a good point. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitch, Ola.
Hola. Jamie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober or sober? I'm sorry, Jamie, I didn't hear you.
Well, if we're counting the greens, then it's not sober.
All right. Okay, Jamie, we're counting the greens. All right, Men's Room poll. Jamie, got to pick a superhero to be for a year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
I think we're probably going to go Aquaman on that.
Aquaman. People love Aquaman.
Aquaman is killing it.
It really is, man.
I mean, do they forget that Bruce Wayne is a multimillionaire?
But he's not one of the options.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but I'm saying hanging out with Bruce Wayne as Robin is going to be dope.
True. Oh, hey, Ted.
What's up?
Trovia.
Oh, it's Trovia. I'm saying cheers, Miles.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I talked to you earlier this week on the email on the podcast.
Oh, thanks, man. LARP on.
LARP on, man.
LARP on. All right, here is your question. What was the name given to the space missions that took place between the Mercury and the Apollo missions?
Oh, you got me on that one. I have to pass.
Sign of the zodiac?
Aquarius.
Means twins.
Taurus.
That's a bull.
That's a bull.
Gemini.
All right, your next question. What battle saw the final defeat of Napoleon?
Hmm. It's kind of a funny name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably...
Like if you pee in a river, that's...
Oh, man. I don't know.
Waterloo.
Like if you pee in a river.
Yeah, a Waterloo.
Waterloo. I get it.
I'm struggling for a clue. That is the first one that came to mind. All right, your question. What is the official language of Austria?
English.
You've heard Arnold Schwarzenegger speak, right?
German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question four, Jamie.
All right.
Let's go back to high school. I think it was high school with this one. Who wrote the Canterbury Tales?
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's too far back for me.
That's when I discovered I was not a fan of his work. Let's see.
Wadsworth.
Thank God for high school. The blank looks on both of your faces are it's amazing.
Billy Shakespeare.
Nope. Gregory Chaucer.
Oh, Chaucer.
Yeah, see, I would have never guessed that.
No, me neither.
Yeah, but now you'll remember for the rest of this phone call.
I feel like Chaucer is just one of those names I hear.
Give me 30 seconds and I won't remember.
Mm-hmm. Chaucer. That's how a crackhead asked for a saucer. I saw flying Chaucer. All right, the D-Day invasion was an invasion of what country?
D's.
Invasion of Germany.
France.
Normandy.
D-Day.
Come on now. Let's get it going. LARP on.
Sorry, Ted.
Question six, LARPer.
All right. A man by the name of Harrison Schmitt. He was the last man to step foot where?
On the moon.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah, man.
LARP on, man.
It only took us a few questions.
Yeah.
I could never argue that the podcast listeners are the best on...
In all the land.
Books.
I like it. Yeah. I like the guy.
No one knows the last guy on the moon.
What's that?
No one cares about the last guy on the moon.
But that's the one answer he knew.
I know, but nobody cares about the guy.
I never even heard the name. You just brought it up.
But there's only 12 people that have ever
done it. What's the guy's name?
I have to look.
Something Schmidt.
Hold on.
Mitch what?
Harrison Schmidt.
Harrison Schmidt. I'm in a bar with Harrison Schmidt. And he goes, I got $10 in the next drink if you believe that I'm the man on the moon. I'm like, you are on.
I wouldn't believe it.
Even if you stepped on the moon, I don't believe it. No, I was the last man on the moon. You're full of crap.
That's a cool legacy, though.
Yeah. But no one knows who you are. Like, you did it. But look, man, part of going to the moon, I would think, is obviously your personal experience doing it. But then I can't wait to get back, not just to tell people I was there, but to tell them what the experience is like, right? Because there's nothing on Earth that you could possibly relate to this, and not a single freaking person believes you.
No one's even heard your name. I mean, even before Google, think about how hard that game was to kick in a bar.
But let's be clear. No one's ever Googled the name Harrison Schmitt. What they Googled was, who was the last person to step on the moon?
That's a good point.
Right, so even there to find your name, they don't use your name because they don't know what your name is.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola! Matthew, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately sober.
That's okay. All right, Matthew, our men's room poll. You got to pick a superhero to be for 1 year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
You know what? I'm just going to go off the wall here, and I'm going to go with The Thing.
You're going to go with The Thing. Sweet.
Man, you're strong, you're flexible, you can hold your breath. There's a lot of cool attributes. My problem with The Thing was just this, and it sounds petty, but I truly mean this. For a year, man, you're made out of rocks. Like, not only are you not going to have sex, you can't even masturbate. I don't care how much lotion. Think about this. You can put lotion on your hands all you want. You're a rock.
Do you know that you were a test pilot for the United States Marine Corps in World War II?
I did not know that.
That would
be awesome.
Absolutely. And guess what else? You were a part of a secret mission in the military.
Okay, what was
top
secret,
surveillance mission into Vladivostok. Following that, you became an astronaut for NASA, taking part in attempts to reach the moon, occurring at a time before any manned spaceship had actually escaped Earth's orbit.
That includes Harrison Schmitt.
Hmm? For real.
By the way, that dude was a stud.
The thing is the bomb.
He was on the moon, and then he was a senator from New Mexico.
Harrison Schmitt?
Yeah.
All right.
Most people call him Jack.
Oh, okay. So, Jack Schmitt. That is not a good idea.
I know. Like, I can just think what that
he
was.
He went by Jack.
Oh, Jack Schmitt.
Yeah. Okay.
Was Jack Schmitt in here? Golly.
All right, here's a question. In The Arabian Nights, which is the tale of Aladdin and his lamp, it's actually set in what non-Arabian country?
Would that be Turkey?
Could you imagine if he said you didn't know Jack Schmitt?
I know. Do you know Jack Schmitt?
You
I
don't know Jack Schmitt. Schmitt. Oh, my God, he was the last guy on the moon. You don't know Jack Schmitt. No, I don't know Jack Schmitt.
What's the answer?
The answer to that question would be China. And by the way, just so you know, you just landed on a men's room members ooh, only ooh. Question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of the Men's Room radio show, and all of these questions and answers are true. Here is your question. Which member of the Men's Room accidentally provoked a small monkey sitting on a table to bitch slap a woman?
You know, I might have to go with D. Ted Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why'd you pick Ted? What?
You know, just because he seems like he'd be sitting around a table drinking with a monkey.
Look, man, I can see that.
Yeah, it's me, and I can see that happening.
I can't see
that. That's what I did this weekend. Yeah. Drank with a monkey.
That was actually me, sir. That was me. There was a woman who I knew had a monkey. I did not know that the woman had a monkey until me and a group of friends went to her home, and they said, hey, man, she has a monkey. And if you're wondering why she had a monkey, it's because she was as crazy as the day is long. But we're sitting in her dining room, and the monkey, and it's weird, man, but the monkey's sitting on the dining room table. And one of the things we were told is like, hey, don't laugh around the monkey because it gets really upset or whatever the deal is. I'm not cool with animals, so I'm just like, whatever. But I said something, and then the woman, Cecily, who owned the monkey, she laughed, and this monkey, man, it was weird. There's like this 2-second pause. Like, it snaps its head around and just stares at her, right? Like, stares at her like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. And it takes its hand back, and its little fuzzy-ass hand slapped the living piss out of her face, screeched and ran off the table, man. I have never seen anything like it in my life. And I laughed. I'm like, I'm out.
All right, Matthew, question 4 coming up. More of Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes answers why you are hungry. The head chef on the way right after the game known as Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. We have Matthew on the line. Matthew, you're playing for Team Sober. You're working on question number 4.
All right, Matthew, here is question number 4. Which state is nicknamed the Land of Enchantment?
Michigan?
Minnesota? That's 1,000 maybe.
New York?
New Mexico.
Oh. Never been to New Mexico. Heard you should go for the pizza.
I was there once years ago.
For pizza?
Well, the Tex-Mex, Southwest food. That's where I met a donkey named Pokey.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Pokey, man, I'm telling you, I can't explain it, man. Kindred spirits, me and Pokey were. Swear to God, it was just the.
Hey, I got you.
It was the weirdest experience, man. But Pokey was freaking awesome. But Pokey dug me. All right, your question: what musical was built around the songs from the band ABBA?
Oh, man, you got me. I don't know nothing about musicals.
Yeah, but you know everything about ABBA.
This was a movie, too, right?
Yeah, they made a movie. Meryl Streep was in it. Was it Meryl Streep, I think? Yeah.
Was it it's Miriam's
actually,
Wedding?
No, it's actually an Italian phrase,
Mamma
ironically.
Mia.
Yeah, Mamma Mia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mamma Mia.
What's Mamma Mia? Was I sort of right?
You're
with
thinking of Muriel's Wedding.
Muriel's Wedding.
I don't think that's a musical.
It's not. I mean, you were just wrong, but it started with the right letter. That's what we can give you on this. All right.
I have a fun fact about musicals later.
Do you?
Actually, I do.
What is it?
There was a woman, and I want to say she was a news reporter, right? And then she's working at a job in Chicago.
Okay.
And then she's getting BS little stories or whatever. So then she goes to death row, and there's all these women on death row who are like, oh, man, like I killed my husband, but it was because of jazz. We were drinking and this and that. So then all these women, she writes these articles. All these women get all kind of gussied up with hair and makeup, and they all get off of these charges for free. None of them go to jail for murder. But then she feels bad about it later, leaves the business, writes a musical. Fast forward like 30, 40 years later, that musical gets bought by a producer and gets turned into Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Shout out to Drunk History.
Wow.
Right?
But you guessed Muriel's Wedding. You know that, but got Muriel's Wedding. All right. All right, here's a question for you. How many sizes did the Grinch's heart grow on Christmas Day?
It wasn't his heart.
The Grinch's heart, huh?
Yeah, the Grinch's heart.
The Grinch's heart grew 10 sizes that day?
God, he would have a coronary, man. We're not trying to kill him. Three sizes.
It was three sizes too small.
Right. That's why I hated Christmas.
And he had an ASD and died.
Oh, it was two sizes too small. So then it grew three sizes.
Oh, so it was 100% bigger than it needed to be.
Don't worry, on Christmas Day, it grows three sizes.
Merry Christmas.
All right, what state is Sheldon from on the TV show Big Bang Theory?
And I know this, too. He's from Texas.
Oh, there you go. All right, Matthew, very good.
I believe the actor is from Texas as well.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
I have a quick question for you, Miles.
Yes.
Do you know where Scotts Valley, California is?
I do not.
Neither do I, but that's where we're going. Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, dummy!
Wyatt, are you there?
Hola!
Hola! Wyatt, are you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately sober. I'm driving.
That's all right.
All right.
All right, Wyatt, our men's room poll today. You got to pick one superhero to be for a year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
It's got to be Daredevil.
You want to be blind for a year?
You know what? I already wear glasses, so what's the problem?
Well, I wear glasses. I don't want to be blind for you.
I don't want to be blind. I don't want my father to die. And I don't want to get hit by a truck.
At the same time, I help out, you know, the small people, so let's, you know,
man, you can do a charity fun run. Mm-hmm. You want to help people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like getting beat up as a blind man.
Didn't Daredevil lose not only his brother in front of him, but also lose both of his parents?
No, that was The Thing. I want to say I lost all of them.
I think they all lose everybody in this stuff.
Daredevil's just his dad, right? His dad was the boxer.
Yeah, the dad died. He refused to throw a fight.
Right.
So, yeah.
But he didn't see anyone die because he was blind at that point. He heard about it later.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. The same. All right, here is your question, Daredevil. What element combines with sodium to make ordinary table salt?
Iodine?
Nitrogen?
Chlorine.
Oh.
Isn't that terrifying?
There it is.
Good for the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And food.
Yeah, perfect. That's a great topping and pee killer. All right, your question. What is the name of a baby alligator? A baby
alligator. I need
to pass. Oh, no. A little croc?
A hatchling.
Oh, a hatchling.
Don't try to make that thing sound cute.
It is. Oh, look at the little hatchling.
Isn't that what you call a bird, too?
A bird would just be a chick, right?
Okay. I figured anything that came out of an egg had the potential to be a hatchling.
You would think.
Well, they're all hatched.
But it's weird in the animal world. Like, when you're the baby version of something, you have an entirely different name. All right, your question. What? Oh, I already asked that. All right, Riyadh is the capital of what country?
Pass. It's somewhere in the Middle East. I know that much.
It is somewhere in the Middle East, yes. Saudi Arabia.
Oh, come on.
Well, it kind of figured prominently into a lot of things that we do.
All right, Wyatt, question number four.
I have faith in you on this question. Who was the first singer to have five number one singles off of one album?
The first.
Mm-hmm. It was not Elvis.
I was going to say, how far are we going back here? Is it a band or a singer?
It's a singer.
It's a singer.
It's an artist.
Is it someone you would listen to?
Sure.
Okay.
Would you still listen to them?
Listen, sure. I'd even buy their stuff.
I think I got a pass on that one again.
I'm going to guess Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Okay, well, I mean...
I'm just watching that documentary last night, too. Dang it.
Well, they may have glossed over the five singles. When they used the number five, I think it was more about age. All right, here is your question. The movies Black Hawk Down, Black Hawk Down, Blade Runner, and Gladiator were all directed by whom?
Oh, come on, those are my favorite movies.
Black Hawk Down, Blade Runner, and Gladiator.
Oh, no.
He may have been behind Aliens, maybe.
I just watched Black Hawk Down.
Ridley Scott.
All right. Good call. Very good.
There you go.
Okay, what? Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Yes, we do. Hello, Connor. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Connor.
Connor. Connor. And he's gone.
And he's gone. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jared, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
That's Jared.
Yeah, right.
All right, Jared, pick one superhero to be for a year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
That'd be Aquaman by far.
Okay. People seem to like Aquaman today.
Well, yeah, you can ride like up to a beach on two dolphins, like skis. What chick's not going to dig that, right?
Yeah, but you can do that at a park at SeaWorld. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Those women, they get right on top of those things and ride.
All right, let me ask you this. If it wasn't for the movies... With the current Jason Momoa Aquaman, would you have still picked Aquaman? Because up until these movies, Aquaman ranked real low on the totem pole of superhero favorites.
Oh yeah, he's like the ultimate like David Hasselhoff. You can go up to any beach and just
the ultimate
man.
David Hasselhoff
eats hamburgers on the bottom of the sea.
Crawls out of the ocean with a cheeseburger in his hand, drunk like, oh my god, what a long swim. I can't believe what I made it to In-N-Out.
But I mean, eventually he's got to get to the shore. There's a parking lot, and there's me and Batman just leaning on the Batmobile, smoking blunts, looking tough, waiting for the ladies to come by.
Yeah. One thing we did discover earlier today in our research on these superheroes: Daredevil, polygamist.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your question: what song does Jiminy Cricket sing during the opening credits of Pinocchio?
It's a small world.
Miles, I'll give you a hint. Gene Simmons unexpectedly included the song on his solo album.
Oh, When You Wish Upon a Star.
When you wish upon a star.
That makes sense.
Makes no difference who you are. You are wasting all your time. Wait, you're changing the lyrics?
The stars don't care.
I feel like you hear that song.
It's just a ball of gas and fire.
Isn't that just once a year you hear it around Super Bowl?
What's that?
Oh, song, yeah, yeah. They play it in the commercial.
Right, for whoever the MVP is. Oh. I'm going to Disney World. Then they play that dumbass song. All right, your question. With 208 touchdowns, what player holds the record for the most touchdowns in the NFL?
You gotta put the ball in the end zone on this. This isn't like you could throw for a touchdown.
Jerry Rice?
Oh, there we go.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Talk about mimosas on Sunday. That's all he's about. Game is up. Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello,
Happy
Jerry.
Friday.
Hola.
Hola.
Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Jerry, you realize it's Thursday.
He said Pi Day.
Oh, Pi Day.
Yeah, Pi Day.
The month is the first digit of Pi, and then the day is the next two decimal digits.
See, Pi Day, 3.14.
Wow. They should make something out of that. That's crazy. Jerry, what superhero would you like to be for a year? Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
Thing, because he's the worst ass.
Who did you pick?
The Thing.
Ah, The Thing.
Well, Worst means most bad.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
Worst means most bad.
Worst means most bad.
If I'm a superhero, I want to be a badass. Thing
uh-huh.
is most badass.
Which means worst. Gotcha. Okay. I gotcha. You'd be a badass, too, if you're made out of rocks. All right, here's a question. What was Stephen King's first published novel?
Oh, his first published novel. Yeah. It.
What was your guess?
It?
It.
Oh, It. Cujo? Mike, do you have a guess?
Seemed like he was,
Well, he's a Stephen King. He's a massive Stephen
something.
King fan.
Do I have a guess? I think I wrote this question.
What is your answer?
It'll be our telepathic friend, Carrie.
That is correct.
I did not get the hint there, Mike. I thought you were... It was something about a chicken.
That was the prom scene. She was looking all creepy and corpse-like when she was walking down the stairs off the stage.
Well, when you
all
do it, Mike, you look like a chicken. That's,
well, there it is.
Just so you know.
There's a lot of this.
What is that?
What is... Mike, that's horrible.
I'm not Sissy Spacek.
We're not.
Oh, I forgot that Cherry was written by Mr. King.
Yes, it is. Yes, it was. John Travolta was in that as well.
You put pig blood on it.
All right, here's your question. What shape is the flag for the country of Nepal?
Oh, Nepal. It's a diamond.
Triangle?
Ooh.
Yeah, only one in the world.
All right, question three, Jerry.
Who was the host of the travel and food show No Reservations?
Oh, No Reservations.
He came to a town where all you do is make reservations. Matter of fact, he went to a place where you need a reservation.
Any guesses?
Stephen Upchuck.
Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
Stephen Upchuck?
I'll get the joke.
What's that?
He went
just
to a place
out
you need
a
reservation? Wild.
In my neighborhood, yes, you need a reservation.
Oh.
The name of the show is No Reservation.
But everywhere he went...
You need a goddamn reservation. So Obviously it should be called, we need a reservation.
I mean, that's all. Because you're right. He would there and it's like, this is a one-month waiting list to sit here.
You could go wait 2 hours somewhere else and come back when they call your name, but for the most part,
I'd call my show Waiting for the Buzzer to Buzz.
Right. Waiting it out back.
I'm at a family restaurant. All right.
That is an exciting time, though. Waiting sucks. I think it sucks for everybody. You're a parent. You don't want to wait there.
No.
And the kids don't want to wait there.
No.
But when that thing...
it's
like victory!
Bloomin' onion! And mozzarella cheese sticks! All right, here's your question.
That's good.
In the sitcom Family Matters and in the movie Die Hard, actor Reginald Vell Johnson's character had what occupation?
He was an accountant.
Oh, he's a police officer!
That's correct.
And he's getting Twinkies or Zingers or something for his wife. She's pregnant.
Turns out director's cut. He's single. He was just gorging himself. It was cheat day. He didn't want anyone to know. All right, your question, multiple choice. What is the only country that displays the Bible on its flag? Is it Haiti, the Dominican Republic, the British Virgin Islands, or Bermuda?
Bermuda.
Haiti?
British Virgin Islands.
Well, all three guesses are wrong, so it's the fourth, the Dominican Republic.
Oh, Dominican.
Oh.
That makes sense. I'm not sure how much faith I would have if I'm in Haiti. Like, I share an island with the Dominican Republic, but all the bad stuff happens on this side. Right?
Mm-hmm. But sometimes the poorest places are the most religious.
Yeah, that's true. All right, CBGBs, as in the infamous New York Music Club, the CBGB stands for what?
CBGBs.
Think of
the brothers of the original Bee Gees.
While that is one of the best guesses I could have ever asked for in my life, no, in fact, it stands for country, bluegrass, and blues.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's mostly rock.
I was going to say, it's famous for being like a rock club.
I'm going to tell you this. It had the stickiest bathroom floor I have ever walked on in my life. I've walked on a lot of sticky bathroom floors. I cannot explain how sticky. You felt like you were Spider-Man, and like if you kept walking, you could just walk up the wall.
Nice.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, you're on question number seven, Jerry.
Question number seven, who wrote Oliver Twist?
Oh, Charles Dickens.
Okay, there you go, Jerry, very good.
Anyone else stunned that he got that as quickly as he did?
That would be something that would be in his wheelhouse.
You think so?
Yeah.
I didn't. There was a point where I didn't think anything was in his wheelhouse. Like, the wheelhouse, it's just empty. It's devoid of wheels.
No, no, no. Jerry, you just got to go back for it.
Okay. All right. I feel you.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Oh.
Hello, Angie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Angie, welcome to the show. Are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay.
Again.
All right, Angie. Fantastic. Angie, men's room poll, you got to pick a superhero to be for 1 year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
Keep in mind, you're going to have a penis for the next year.
That's all right. I'm going to pick Aquaman.
All right. Aquaman with a big saltwater penis. He just doesn't seem to do much in freshwater.
He calls it the Blacostomus. Yeah.
It's so salty. Yes, it is.
Let me clean your tank, Mama. All right there, Angie's Aquaman. In the children's nursery rhyme, what comes next after Mary, Mary, quite contrary?
I only How know did that. Your garden grow?
Oh! See, I only know the...
Mary,
only,
Mary, why you bugging?
No, I only know the... the Andrew Dice Clay version.
Mary, Mary's... Let me guess, her blank was hairy? I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you'd have to cut the mic, so I could do it real quick. If you could.
Jesus.
Wow. You asked. I'm not the dice man. I just remember it.
It's just a quote.
It's a teen.
Seems like you really went for it.
I know. You kind of got in character to deliver that.
But you got it. You can't just be like, Mary, Mary, like a cherry. Hey. All right, so Big Dummy, if you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLO, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes answers why you are hungry. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
We've been to Philadelphia. We've been, what is it, Sunny Valley, Serpe Valley, California.
Santa Cruz.
Let's go to Cedar City, Utah, wherever the hell that is. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Utah.
Chris.
Did we do this last week?
Yeah. Chris, are you there?
Hello. Hey, there he is. Chris. Hello, Chris.
Chris, you called us. What did you need? Chris.
Yes, I'm here.
What did you need something?
Oh, no. I was just finishing a call here.
Okay.
No, oh, okay.
Did you want to talk to anybody?
Am I now on the show?
Yeah, you're on the show. I just really didn't know if you wanted to talk to anybody here.
I mean, you're on the show right now.
Yeah, so it's, you know. It's really riveting, Chris. You're really bringing the excitement to the whole program.
Oh. Well, thanks for help.
Okay. Chris, are you sober or not sober?
Super sober.
You are seriously sober?
Again, he's calling from Utah.
Oh,
yes.
God. Okay. All right, Chris. Men's room poll. Pick one superhero to be for a year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
Oh, Aquaman.
Okay.
What Aquaman. Is it with Aquaman? Why does everyone want to be Aquaman? I don't understand.
Underwater. Yeah.
Maybe it's the black in me. I'm just like, man, I ain't getting in the water.
Chris, do you have your own... Your
Aqua bro.
Do you have your own personal hype man there with you?
No.
Okay.
There's a loud talker in the background.
All right.
All right, here's your question. Yes.
Yes. Dude is loud.
In what city is the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, okay. Sistine's got to be, I don't know if it's in Italy.
Need a city?
Rome?
Vatican?
That's Vatican City, right. I thought Rome myself. It is that, which is its own country.
Inside of Rome.
Inside of Rome, yeah. Well, while we're talking about the Vatican City, according to the Bible, who was the strongest man on earth?
Hold on, Samson.
Okay.
Who?
Well done. Samson.
Samson.
Yeah. They meant strongest by smell, though. Known for his B.O.
Oh, wow.
Just wickedly stunk.
Huh. I believe that, actually.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Sure.
I think so.
All right. The game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game.
Say hello to Beady 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 Buck. Welcome
Big
to the men's room.
Dummy!
Hello, Buck.
Hola, Blitzer.
Hola. Oh, God. Buck, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Buck. Welcome to the show. Buck, our men's room poll, you got to pick a superhero to be for 1 year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
Aquaman, and I'm willing to research that Merman conundrum.
Okay. Here's your question. Before the 1920s, the movie industry was not in Hollywood. In fact, most films were filmed in what Florida city?
Tallahassee.
Hollywood.
Nope, that makes sense, right? Yeah. No.
Orlando?
Jacksonville.
Huh, Jacksonville.
Who knew that?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, the politicians eventually kicked them out. The whole industry moved to L.A.
Boy, they
called Jacksonville.
Yeah,
exactly. Good going. Wow. Yeah.
Fumble.
Yeah.
It's like a Blake Borders fumble.
Mm-hmm. No longer in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
All right, multiple choice.
I heard Hollywood was trash.
Before Star Trek, was it William Shatner, Patrick Stewart, or Leonard Nimoy? Which one of them used to write obituaries at a newspaper?
Patrick Stewart.
Okay. That's interesting.
You are correct.
I believe that.
I thought people submitted their own obituaries.
Well, if you don't have that, then someone could write it professionally for you.
All right, you drop dead, right?
Yeah, and I can either have my own obituary ready to go.
If you don't, then I mean...
Then the person at the newspaper can write one for me. I just supply a little bit of information. The family does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, he was amazingly brave and good-looking man.
Okay, yeah, that's
sure.
Not.
Right. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Davey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Mike. Dummy!
Davey, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I took a few dabs.
What's that?
I took a few dabs.
He took a few dabs. He's stoned.
Oh, good.
Okay, Davey.
Okay.
I got you.
Perfectly timed. Perfectly timed.
Davey, men's room poll. Pick a superhero to be for a year. Will it be Robin, Aquaman, Daredevil, or The Thing?
I think Robin, because he comes from kind of a twisted world.
A little bit. Watched his parents get sabotaged and murdered. And before that, he worked at a circus. Mm-hmm. Right, so...
Exactly, a circus.
Yeah, that's why I'd want to be him. All right, true or false? Before Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak was a radio DJ.
True.
You are correct, sir.
That's right. At 810 WYRE in Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, that's right.
That was the first gig. Yeah. All right, more of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. More of Big Dummy coming up here in seconds.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.